This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Saturday, September 4, 2021, and these are the headlines. Davao City has hit a record high 30.5 positivity rate of COVID-19 infections, mostly coming from household transmissions. Given this, Davaoenos are advised to cut on family and social gatherings, to be vigilant and disciplined in following the minimum health measures, and to get vaccinated. Enforcing household lockdowns in the past months proved to be effective. Due to the surge of household transmission cases, they are mobilizing the Barangay Health Emergency Response Teams and the Philippine National Police to strengthen the household lockdowns. In other news, as the city marked the 5th anniversary of the deadly Rojas Night Market explosion on September 2, Mayor Sara Duterte reminded everyone to continually practice the culture of security as a measure to prevent another terror attack. On Thursday, the mayor shared a throwback photo of her offering flowers for the victims of the Rojas Night Market bombing at the memorial built on the blast site. The attack claimed the lives of 17 individuals and wounded 74 others. TF Davao Commander Colonel Darren Comia said, "The city's security is not the sole responsibility of the security forces, but it is a general concern of every Davaoenos in their role as responsible citizens. Authorities committed that they will not let their guards down despite the pandemic and to continue securing the city against the threat of terrorism. Since 1981, the city recorded a total of 8 bombing incidents." In sports, swimmer Gary Bihino and wheelchair racer Gerald Mangliwan bowed out of their respective events with a whimper on Friday, capping the Philippine team's campaign at the Tokyo Paralympic Games here. Bihino finished 7th in the second heat with a time of 1 minute and 28.87 seconds in the men's 100-meter backstroke S6 race in his 4th and final event at the Tokyo Aquatic Center to wrap up his Paralympic debut supported by the Philippine Sports Commission. Over at Japan National Stadium, under drizzling conditions, Mangliwan had another problematic start and finished dead last among 8 runners in the men's 100-meter T52 finals, clocking 20.8 seconds in the event handily won by American Raymond Martin in 16.99 seconds. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.